This piece of music was written by a guy from Penrith called Philip Cook. He was one of the composers being featured at the Lake District Summer Music Festival. It should hit all the right notes for the 25th time this summer. This week, it's giving young composers in particular a chance to bid for a place in future events. It's called the 4x4 Composer Residency, and its organiser, Andrew Lucas, is also with me in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Gordon.
Yeah, just, I mean, the 4x4 thing, talk us through that first.
Well, Lake District Summer Music, as you say, has been promoting a sort of international festival and summer school, bringing great international artists to the area and also providing some great learning opportunities for young emerging instrumental musicians since 1985. And in 2001, we were wanting to increase the amount of contemporary music in the festival and to give a similar opportunity to young composers. Many of the composers that we select four composers, and we're asking them to write music for four instrumentalists, so 4x4. Mm-hmm. The idea really was that a lot of these composers are fortunate to have sort of 15, 20 minutes with an ensemble of this sort of quality during their sort of formal training. But we wanted to give them that opportunity to work with that ensemble over sort of 4 or 5 days to be able to try out some ideas, to really respond to the feedback that they're getting, and to help them work on particular aspects of their writing, to
their
create
craft,
new work.
Yeah. Philip, how did you come to get involved in this?
Well, I'd seen about it when the course ran 4 years ago, kind of in retrospect, and thought that would have been something I really would have liked to have done, to really especially to have the opportunity and to kind of cement my links with the Lake District and Cumbria.
How did you get into writing music in the first place?
I just generally wasn't very good at playing other people's music.
Well, so you thought you'd get other people to play yours instead?
No, something like that, yeah.
Refreshing honesty. Yes. You see, the influence of status quo runs ever deeper, doesn't it?
You never know.
So what are you hoping to get out of this year, then?
Well, I mean, all the things kind of that Andrew's just said, you know, just to work with top-quality professionals and have the opportunity to work through a piece and sort of bounce around ideas and, you know, actually get to grips with the creative process for a sort of a more prolonged period of time than just 25 minutes.
And I mean, Andrew, what do you get out of this? Because, you know, apart from hearing this fantastic music,
yeah,
you know, what does it give you?
Well, personally, I mean, it's really what inspired me. I was born in the area, but and what drew me to this whole Lake District Summer Music project was the opportunity to bring really internationally distinguished artists to the area for our audiences, and also to bring in people from outside. We have 10,000 people attend our festival in the summer each year, but also to provide that very enriched experience for young musicians, to give them that next step on the ladder and an opportunity to develop themselves. And having a group like the Orlando Consort, which is the vocal quartet that are involved in this project this time, it's just fantastic to be able to be around that sort of community of young musicians and professional artists. It's a very inspiring experience, really.
Very inspiring piece of music too, if you don't mind me saying so, Philip. That's Philip Cook and Andrew Lucas. Before I let you go, Andrew, just a reminder, who can see what when?
Okay, so we start public performances wise. The students are arriving today, but public performances, we start off tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Ambleside Parish Church, and then with a performance by the Orlando Consort, and then there are performances on Thursday, 7:30 in Seb School, and finally you get to hear some of the work that the young student composers have been doing at noon on Saturday, also at Seb School. And if anybody wants any details, our website, which is www.ldsm.org.uk, or our box office, 08456 4421 44, is the way to get it.
ldsm.org.uk.